Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in centenary celebrations of Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh in New Delhi this morning. RBI to announce its bi-monthly monetary policy review today. Free trade agreement between India and four EFTA countries comes into effect today. Government extends deadline for opting for unified pension scheme till 30th of November this year. Durga Navami is being celebrated in different parts of the country today with traditional fervour and enthusiasm. And in cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 59 runs under DLS method in ICC Women's World Cup opener in Guwahati. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the centenary celebrations of the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, RSS, in New Delhi this morning. The celebrations will highlight the legacy of the RSS, its cultural contributions and its role in the country's unity. Our correspondent reports that the Prime Minister will release a specially designed commemorative postage stamp and coin highlighting the RSS contributions to the nation.
Founded in 1925 by Keshav Baliram Hedgewar, the RSS was established as a volunteer-based organization to foster cultural awareness, discipline, service and social responsibility among citizens. RSS is a unique people-nurtured movement for national reconstruction, which has played a significant role in education, health, social welfare and disaster relief. Over the past century, RSS volunteers have actively participated in relief and rehabilitation efforts during natural disasters, including floods, earthquakes, and cyclones. While talking about the organization in Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that RSS was formed to free the Indian people from ideological slavery. PM Modi also hailed the RSS for playing a crucial role in providing relief during situations of any calamity or natural disaster.
Tyag aur seva ki bhavna और अनुशासन की सीख, यही संघ की सच्ची ताकत है। आरएसएस 100 वर्ष से बिना थके, बिना रुके राष्ट्र सेवा के कार्य में लगा हुआ है। देश में कहीं भी प्राकृतिक आपदाएं, आरएसएस के स्वयंसेवक सबसे पहले वहां पहुंच जाते हैं। लाखों लाख स्वयंसेवकों के जीवन के हर कर्म, हर प्रयास में राष्ट्र प्रथम, नेशन फर्स्ट की यह भावना हमेशा सर्वोपरि रहे।
The centenary celebrations not only honor the historical achievements of the RSS, but also highlights its enduring contribution to India's cultural journey and its message of national unity. With Aman Yadav, Samarth for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Reserve Bank of India, RBI, will announce its monetary policy review today. RBI's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, began its three-day meeting on Monday in Mumbai to review economic conditions and decide on key policy rates. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra is scheduled to unveil the outcome of the meeting at 10 a.m. India-European Free Trade Association EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA, will come into effect today. In a statement, Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the agreement was signed on the 10th of March last year in New Delhi. EFTA is an important regional group with several growing opportunities for enhancing international trade in goods and services. EFTA countries are Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland, and among them Switzerland is the largest trading partner of India, followed by Norway. Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement is a modern and ambitious agreement that incorporates for the first time in any free trade agreement FTA signed by India a commitment linked to investment and job creation. We have more from our correspondent.
The agreement focuses on market access related to goods, trade and facilitation and investment promotion, market access on services, intellectual property rights, trade and sustainable development. Under it, EFTA's market access covers 100% of non-agri products and tariff concession on processed agricultural products. The agreement also offers binding commitment of $100 billion investment in India in the next 15 years. It will also facilitate generation of 1 million direct jobs through such investment. The TEPA will empower India's exporters by providing access to specialized inputs and create conducive trade and investment environment. This would boost export of Indian-made goods as well as provide opportunities for service sectors to access more markets. Vidhanand Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The government has extended the cut-off date to exercise choice for Unified Pension Scheme UPS by 2 months till the 30th of November this year for eligible existing employees, past retirees and legally wedded spouses of the deceased past retirees. Earlier, the last date was still yesterday. The Ministry of Finance in a statement said that various positive changes have been announced recently under UPS, including the switch option, benefits on resignation, compulsory retirement and tax exemptions. The ministry said that it received requests from various stakeholders that some more time needs to be given to employees to exercise the option in view of these changes. It added that accordingly, the decision was taken to extend the cut-off date to exercise choice for UPS from 30th September to 30th November this year. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on various goods and services. Today, we are presenting a report on the GST cut in stationery items.
In a big move towards improving access to education and making it affordable for households and students, the government has taken a major step by lowering the GST rates on stationery items. Under the next generation GST reforms, stationery items such as notebooks, graph books, sharpeners and pencils have been exempted from earlier 12% slab. Similarly, the GST rates on erasers have been reduced to nil from previously taxed 5%. In addition, items such as geometry box, color box and pouches, which previously fell under the 12% slab, have now been reduced to 5%. The tax cut in this sector will ease the financial strain on students and boost the retail of these products in the market. This step will not only ease the burden on families but also encourage education by making learning materials more accessible. Jishti Punyani, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has showcased India's G20 success, amplifying the voice of the Global South and strengthening India's global leadership.
Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has emerged as a formidable global leader. India's presidency of the G20 in 2023 amplified the importance of the Global South and delivered concrete outcomes, including the membership of the African Union in the grouping and the launch of the Global Biofuels Alliance. The presidency's theme, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, reflected India's civilizational ethos and desire for global cooperation. The New Delhi Declaration embodied a renewed spirit of collaboration across these key priorities, focusing on policy coherence, reliable trade, and ambitious climate action. It was remarkable because it was signed by all 20 member countries. Despite previous challenges in reaching consensus, the inclusion of the African Union as a permanent member of the G20 expanded it to encompass 80% of the global population. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's presidency provided a voice to all the small nations who received an immense platform to represent their collective interest.
भारत ने G20 शिखर सम्मेलन का सफल आयोजन किया सफल G20 140 करोड़ भारतीयों के परिश्रम का परिणाम है G20 की एक और बड़ी सफलता रही है जिन छोटे छोटे देशों की आवाज वैश्विक मंचों तक नहीं पहुंच पाती थी उनको पहली बार G20 में इतनी बड़ी भागीदारी मिली है। जो वंचित है उसे वरीयता देना, यही आज के भारत की प्राथमिकता है।
अपार्ट फ्रॉम गिविंग वॉइस टू द ग्लोबल साउथ, India's G20 presidency was also instrumental in showcasing our cultural heritage to the world by holding the meetings across the country. Held at historic landmarks, these events highlighted India's diverse traditions and artistic legacy, reinforcing its global identity as a leader in both culture and economic growth.
Durga Navami is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Durga Navami, also known as Mahanavami, is celebrated as the ninth and penultimate day of the Navaratri festival. Devotees worship Ma Siddhidatri, the ninth and final form of Goddess Durga today. Devotees observe the day with rituals like Kanya Pujan, worship of young girls, and offer prayers to Goddess Durga for blessings and prosperity. Our Patna correspondent has filed this report on Durga Puja celebrations in Bihar.
In Bihar, the celebrations of Durga Puja have reached their peak. Special rituals, prayers and havans are being performed at temples, puja pandals and shakti peeths across the state. On this day, dedicated to the worship of Goddess Durga in her Siddhidatri form, Kanya Pujan rituals are being organized at many places. Large number of devotees from different parts of the state are offering prayers at major shakti peeths including Kamur, Munger and Gopalganj. The impact of upcoming Assembly elections is also visible, with some organizers placing replicas of electronic voting machines inside the pandals. Many puja pandals are also showcasing glimpses of the grand Ram temple in Ayodhya. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
India started their ICC Women's World Cup 2025 campaign with a win against Sri Lanka in Guwahati last night. More from our correspondent.
The Harmanpreet Kaur-led side overcame early hiccups and sealed a 59-run win via DLS method. All-rounder Dipti Sharma scored a composed half-century and took a decisive 3-wicket haul. For Sri Lanka, it was a case of missed opportunities. Having put India into bet, they had the game in their grasp when Harmanpreet Kaur and company slipped to 124 for 6 with 4 wickets, falling in the space of 2 overs. But sloppy fielding let them down as the Indian middle and lower order capitalized to post a challenging 270-run target in 47 overs.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Sunil. Bihar's Special Intensive Revision and its final roll lists 74.2 million names is the top headline in Hindustan Times. 47 lakh voters of Bihar electoral rolls headlines the Pioneer. The Indian Express has reported that Prime Minister Modi has hailed US President Trump's Gaza peace plan, asking all concerned to support the effort. According to IMD, India has received an 8% surplus rainfall during monsoon this year, the fifth highest rainfall since 2001, writes the Tribune. And finally, an elephant stolen from Jharkhand was traced to Bihar and recovered thanks to a tracking chip embedded in the elephant, reports the Statesman. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in centenary celebrations of Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh in New Delhi this morning. RBI to announce its bi-monthly monetary policy review today. Free trade agreement between India and the four EFTA countries comes into effect today. Government extends deadline for opting for a unified pension scheme till 30th of November this year. Durga Navami is being celebrated in different parts of the country today with traditional fervour and enthusiasm. And in cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 59 runs under DLS method in ICC Women's World Cup opener in Guwahati. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.